up.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Spiders slip into warm, quiet corners this time of year, but they don't belong in your home. ATCO Pest Control clears them out fast. Visit atcopest.com.
.com.
And mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off spider treatments this month. ATCO.
.com.
Okay.
Dang it.
I think we missed a word in there. I think it's atcopestcontrol.com.
Yeah.
The terrible news this morning, and there was plenty of terrible news over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Very surprising, though. Later yesterday afternoon, everybody's phones started erupting. Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were found stabbed to death. There are a lot of outlets saying it is their son. In fact, I want to say it's People Magazine here. No, TMZ is saying it. Their daughter, Romy, is saying it's Nick. Like, she's the one pointing the finger. Nick is...
They would know, too.
Right. Apparently, this happened at some kind of a family dinner. And I don't know if he was just the first one to get there and, you know, got there early to ask for money or what have you. But the description of the murder itself is gnarly. I'm not going to tell you. It's... Because it's this guy's parents. It's so awful.
His addiction dates back to him being a 15-year-old. His first rehab, he was a 15-year-old kid.
And you said he went something like 70 times?
I think it said 17. But either way, he's been a bunch of times. There was a point where his dad said, if you're not going to stay in rehab, you're going to be homeless because you're not coming back here. And he said, I'll take homeless.
And he was homeless for a while. So by the time he did that interview with People Magazine when he was 23, I think he was trying to make it seem like had gotten his together. And he was, he talked about in the past tense that he'd been homeless. There's no good news in this at all. It's unclear exactly what triggered the violence. This went down Sunday afternoon in Brentwood neighborhood and up down in L.A., and one of Rob's daughters found her parents dead and told police a family member had killed them. Police is reporting that the couple's son, Nick, is being questioned in connection with the murders. But truthfully, in all the big news outlets, are they now finally mentioning Nick? Because I'm only seeing this in the gossip things. The official story from the news mags is that they didn't even identify that it was Rob and his wife as of last night. But this morning we're hearing that. Legendary director Rob Reiner and his wife were murdered yesterday, found dead in their home in Los Angeles in an apparent homicide. Rob was 78. His wife was 70. Rob Reiner has given us many gifts. He was an incredibly talented person. We old people like me remember him as Meathead on All in the Family, Archie Bunker's liberal son-in-law. But he was the guy behind This Is Spinal Tap. That was his directorial debut in 1984. And all these movies, they're all great. I love that movie.
Here's a clip from it.
What we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11.
And amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Rob Reiner is the not English voice in that. Is his name Marty DeBurgi?
Marty DeBurg, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's a lesson right there in just pregnant pause. Mm. Just, but these go to 11.
Number and make that a little louder.
Don't you get about it?
These go to 11.
And he's just chewing his gum. It's
They just, I gotta say, I loved This Is Spinal Tap, and I was not disappointed by This Is Spinal Tap 2.
Not like, at all.
I really thought, oh, it was see those characters again, and I hope they do too. And actually, it just went to streaming this past weekend. So I think he came up on the show on Friday.
Yeah.
Anyway, some other shows that are, I mean, iconic is the word here. Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, A Few Good Men, The American President, The Bucket List, and many more. And most recently, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. So as we are getting details on this, we will be getting them to you. But right now, according to tabloids, the alleged murderer is their son, Kurt. And this is Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle.
Nick.
What did I say?
Kurt.
Nick is the name. Thank you. People magazine is citing multiple sources to report that 32-year-old Nick, described as a screenwriter, was suspected in the deaths. If it's him, and it's alleged, way to completely throw your life away. Like, you are going to jail. You've destroyed your family, you know. Great work, dude.
His sister wouldn't finger him if she wasn't absolutely 1,000% sure it was him.
Absolutely not. You wouldn't. If there was a question in your mind, you'd protect him and talk to him. He doesn't sound like an awesome dude. Okay. On Friday, we did Bad Advice. And one of the emails was about a guy. It was written to us by a friend of this guy, who is recently divorced, in his 50s. She is in love with him, good looking. He's really got it all, but he's got no game. Mm-hmm. How can I help this guy get paired up? So somebody, I won't say the name, I guess, but I forwarded this to the lady who wrote to us. Because why not? We've matchmaked before with Bad Advice.
Oh, someone wrote in and said, here's a great person and you should.
No. So, yeah. Somebody wrote in before and said, this is a great person. Somebody wrote
saying,
I was moved to write. I want an intro. Hi, Sarah. I'm stepping ridiculously far outside my comfort zone and shooting my shot by responding to this morning's bad advice regarding the divorcee. Can I please ask the biggest Christmas favor ever and request you forward my info on to B? Linda. I'm a 49-year-old divorcee of 7 years with young adult and late teen children. I'm a career teacher, and I'd like to think I'm a good friend, honest to a fault. And while I live a very simple life, I believe I'm a good time. But life is lonely without a person. I'd love to meet a companion, just someone to laugh with, enjoy simple pleasures, and care for. Thank you so much. I can't believe I'm doing this, all in caps with multiple exclamation points. So I did forward that.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Somebody was inspired. We may solve this guy's problems.
That he asked.
No, which he didn't ask.
Unbeknownst to him, his problems are being solved behind his back.
Yeah. There's not a whole ton of info from this person either, other than an email address. So I guess he would have to also be quite inspired in order to reach out. So we'll see. Sometimes people can find other people, I mean, if they're on Facebook or if they're on Instagram or whatever, but there aren't, not a ton of info in that, but I forwarded it, so.
How many marriages do you think wouldn't exist if it weren't for Sarah and Vinny?
We know of a few in particular, people who met at live shows.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually a group of friends who became like I think we were calling them the Brain Trust. Hawaii 8 or something.
Yeah, there have been a bunch of stuff that's happened where I'm happy for. We've married people.
We have actually.
Oh, you've officiated?
No.
Oh.
Well, I officiated a friend's wedding, but no, we've never married any listeners. But we had a girl, Nicole, who worked for us for a few years, and she helped us, especially at the beginning of the pandemic. She was an intern, and then she saved our lives. And we were doing the Secret Show and we were doing Bad Advice, and somebody wrote in and said, I love Nicole and I think she'd be perfect for my son. And here are some pictures. When did they marry? Maybe a year ago?
Yeah. And she's pregnant.
No way.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
But we also have, we did marry someone, the gay marriage. I can't think of their names.
It was
two boys. Actually, two girls and two boys.
Chris and...
And I saw the guys at Disneyland, another... I'm sorry,
oh God,
I'm not...
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry I can't remember your name, but they saw me and they were like, dude! And I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
I've forgotten that we did that.
You owe me your whole life.
I met my wife because of the show. She sent me an email.
And you met this your wife because of this show.
Well, it didn't happen around the show. Or
mine was 100% because of the show. I said something about dating and how I hated it. And she, very unlike her to write any, like, I can't believe she ever did it. She
sometimes people get a feeling.
I just felt you today when you were talking about that. And then she asked me out to see Kill Bill. And then we were married for 20
years.
The rest
is history.
Yeah.
And now she's just stomping all over your heart all the time.
Well, she brings your dog by to visit you. That's nice.
Anyway.
Yeah, there have been, I think that's actually super sweet, the whole thing where somebody hears someone and really snags onto what gets said about them or what they said and then writes in. It's like that lightning strike. I feel this. I was like, oh, I'm going to forward that to the lady. So to B, Linda, who, you know, check your inbox because for sure this lady's email
maybe
is
maybe we'll have an update Friday at 7.
Yeah, Friday at 7. It'll be our last one of the year. Everything we do this week is our last one of the year. This is our last Monday that we'll be spending together of the year. Congratulations today to Haley Steinfeld.
What happened?
She is pregnant. She's having her first baby with husband Josh Allen. I think they just got married in May. And also congratulations to him on crushing the Patriots after they were leading by 21 points yesterday. I watched the first part of the game. I'm like, well, I know how this one's going. I'm going to go off and paint things. And I hear John just screaming from the other room. I'm like, oh no, this doesn't sound good. Anyway, Haley Steinfeld and Josh Allen, they are going to be parents. They put up a very cute Instagram, I guess, post where it's snowy and she's dressed in a big sweatshirt that says mother, 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 mother all over it. And he yanks it up and kissing her belly and she's definitely showing at this point. So they've hidden it for a while and they made their big announcement. And that's really it. I mean, you know, you're pregnant. Enjoy. She's getting a lot of buzz on the movie Sinners. She plays this chick who, I don't know if it was Smoke or Stack, but she did one of them. And then he took off for Chicago or whatever.
Estranged lovers, yes.
Yeah. But she's funny. And like one of the first words out of her mouth is like her C word or something, right?
She's incredible. Talking about,
yeah.
I love her. I like her music. She's put out some really good music.
She has.
She was. And that Hawkeye series was one of the best series they did. And it's a good one to
like
watch.
The protege?
Yeah. And it's okay. A good one. It's Christmas themed. So if you're a Marvel fan and looking
Aunt
for
Marvel something, and Christmas? Oh my God.
Marvel Christmas and Haley Steinfeld. It's all right there.
Well, there you go. Haley Steinfeld's pregnant and having her first baby with her husband, Josh Allen, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. There have been some new Epstein photos that have been released. The funniest thing about him is that there's a picture of Donald Trump novelty condoms with his face and the words "I'm huge" on the wrapper. There's a little for sale sign, $4.50 a piece. I don't even really know. Like, was this like a party fave? I don't understand why there's a picture of these, but it's one of the many photos that was released. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee released a bunch of these on Friday. There were several famous faces. No illegal behaviors being shown. President Trump, Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, Steve Bannon, Bill Gates, Richard Branson, Woody Allen, Jimmy Buffett, who's pictured with this. I don't even know why they included him with this. It's like it's Jimmy Buffett and his wife, and then it's Clinton and Epstein and Ghislaine, or Ghislaine, however you say her name. But then there's also a bunch of sex toys that are photographed too. Like, and one of them, it's the creepiest looking thing you've ever seen. It looks like, you know how Diddy had all that lube, like boxes and boxes of lube. It looks like this. It's a glove.
I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a glove and it looks like it just got back from a Diddy party. And it's like black rubber, super shiny, looks like it's got some of Diddy's product on it. And then it's each one has like different ribbing or like it's just the grossest thing you've ever seen. It's so creepy. And then there's like a jawbreaker gag that has directions like, don't leave someone with this on unattended. They could easily die from this. I'm like, oh my God. Anyway, if you're into it, the pictures are everywhere, so you can find those.
Jesus.
Like, ugh.
Anything actually come out of these photo releases or just?
No. Oh, okay. Nothing yet. It's not the files or anything. It's just more pictures. Oh, great. He was in pictures. There's one picture of him of Jeffrey Epstein, like in a bathtub. And he's got like the shower curtain halfway pulled closed, but he just has, it's just, I don't know, just the creepy look on that guy's face. It's enough for me. It's all I need to be completely ooged out by him. Congratulations to Zootopia 2. It has gotten to $1 billion faster than any PG-rated film in history. It's been out like 3 weeks. Oh, I think it was actually out. Did we say that China got it first? I think we've had it for 3 weeks, but they're saying as of Friday, after just 17 days in release, it passed the $1 billion mark.
I don't know about the China release date, but I do know we went and saw it on Thanksgiving that night. We ate dinner. We had a family, you know, dinner, and then we piled in the car and went and saw Zootopia. And guess what? It's good.
Oh, well, not too surprising. At the box office, Zootopia 2 remained number one, made another $26 million. Just in North America. Five Nights at Freddy's is almost at 100 million domestically. Made another almost 20 million. Wicked for Good's number three. Durandar. Are you familiar with that? That's number four.
No, I've never heard of it.
And it only made 3.5 million, which is good. This was not a huge weekend, frankly, for movies. Let's see. Oh, God, this one was a total dud. We talked about this movie on Friday. It's called Ella McKay.
I had never heard of it until Friday. And now, like, this weekend, I was getting stuff about it. I'm like, it's a little late. Like, if I was going to go to the movies, I was going to have to plan it.
I must have seen it just in general reading celebrity crap. But that Maeve from, the girl who plays Maeve from Sex Education, which is a great show. I think it's a Netflix show, and it's just awesome. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. She plays this title role of Ella McKay, and Woody Harrelson's in it, and Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. It looks great. Did I go see it? I didn't. It made $2.1 million for seventh place.
Well, you made a something corn.
Unicornment.
Yes. So you didn't have time to be out watching movies. You made a unicornment. Busy.
It has a 22% on Rotten Tomatoes, so it might also be bad.
Oh, no. Oh, that's terrible. It looks so cute to me. The re-release of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, we were talking about this also on Friday, that made 1.8 mil. Not amazing, but still, I mean, it's like getting a free $1.8 million if you're the studio. And The Shining has been re-released. It's only in 400 theaters, but it made another 1.5 mil.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a strange time, but it is a winter.
It's a winter wonderland.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is. They're trapped. They're snowed in at the lodge. All right, I'm out of time, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
Do people want a donation in their name? After these.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Kind of a weird glow out there, huh? Like a, it's an orangey sky. It's Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, and you can watch us live. Stream video of the morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com and search Alice973 and please smash that subscribe button. Do it because we're friends. Smash it. We need you to be, we want followers or subscribers or whatever it is you get on YouTube. Do it now. youtube.com/@RadioAlice973.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. This holiday season, Fremont Bank Foundation is spreading cheer by supporting Alameda County organizations like Castro Valley Outreach, Open Heart Kitchen, and more. From warm meals to food drives, these organizations help families thrive. Learn how Fremont Bank Foundation gives back at fremontbank.com/giving. Here's what's happening. And good morning. Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas to you. We had a really thick morning fog on my drive in. I don't know if that's clearing up or, but whoa, woof. Nerve-wracking.
It is hard to drive in that. It's a little white knuckling.
I'll take the rain over the thick fog every time. Anyway, clouds today expected, mid-50s. Rain by Wednesday. I've got a little more on that. They're saying now that the atmospheric river that's headed our way for later this week is likely to be warm. And unfortunately, not a lot of snow. They're also saying that the chances of a white Christmas have dramatically changed. If you've been holding out hope for a white Christmas, and by the way, someone wrote us from Ohio saying it's snowing. So they're getting snow as we speak.
Yeah.
But Christmas is 10 days out and advanced weather forecasts are shifting. Meteorologists say a warming trend is expected in the coming weeks. So odds of a white Christmas are diminishing nationwide, not just here. And that's... We really need the snow in Tahoe, and it's going to be
I'm hot and bothered.
A toss-up as to whether we get...
It's interesting. I know it's warm at your house. It has been so cold. I'm like, if only it was raining here this week, Tahoe would be getting tons of snow.
At my house, it's fluctuating because I went surfing on Saturday morning, and it was 37 degrees I drove out.
Oh.
But then that evening, warm.
Mm. A weird little appellation you're in.
It's just a little pocket of something. But right now they're saying no, not great news for those of you with fingers crossed for a white Christmas. They say maybe Alaska.
Oh.
So there's that. Now you know.
That is that's scary.
If you need a little extra spending money this holiday season, the Powerball jackpot was not won.
Oh boy, what are we up to now?
$1.1 billion up for grabs tonight.
Oh, tonight's the night?
Tonight's the night.
Tonight's
we'll
the night.
We'll make history. Who sings that?
Styx.
Oh boy.
I love that song.
I don't love that song.
Oh, I love Styx.
So if I had won it, I wouldn't have shared. None of you guys sent me any...
I bought tickets.
You didn't send me a picture.
I totally forgot.
Neither did they.
No, I forgot.
Nobody did.
Oh, I bought tickets. We lost, though. Yeah. I'm here.
Right.
No, I will buy again. No, I understand. I no one did it, and I didn't think of it, but I bought a ticket, and I will buy another one tonight.
Let's just do $10 and text it to the... I'll try and remember to remind you guys.
Okay.
I'll probably totally forget.
Some people did win on Saturday, the 13th. $2 million winners were in North Carolina and Pennsylvania, and $1 million winner in California.
Oh. Well, so that's good. Where was that one sold? Does it say?
It doesn't say. I mean,
it's a big state.
Research it for you, but I'm going to pass and move on.
I think we'd know.
Go get a ticket if you're looking for a big payday. Because that's a big payday.
Oh, that's crazy.
I mean, unless you're... tech idea is about to go, get bought, or you're
sure
about
explode.
To hit the stock market and just go completely crazy, then your next best chance
is the lottery.
Is the lottery.
Yeah. For the rest of us, we just want the lottery. My dad's so funny. He has this whole spreadsheet where he plays the lottery all the time, and he was showing it to me, and it's got, if he wins... how much the lump sum will be if you win this amount, and how much each of us kids get. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be on a monthly salary? This is fantastic, Dad. I hope you win.
Go Gentry.
Yeah, go Gentry.
I've always loved you like a father.
Oh, he wants to be added to the list, Dad. It's up to you. No pressure.
Total pressure.
Not for Gentry. Me, hon.
No, I mean, me. I really, come on, Gentry. Anyway... I went, by the way, I don't know what you guys did over the weekend. One of the things I did I had a morning surf, and then I got done and got all cleaned up, and I went to the mall.
Oh, how
I
was
I drove
that?
Over the hill and went to Valley Fair in San Jose, And it was fun. It was actually cool. There's
you found parking, no problem.
The usual crazy, you know, bottlenecking as you're driving in. You're almost ready to not as you see the crush of cars and the, are they going to have a spot for me? They did have spots. It did go well. I got through the, I did though, here I am in the parking garage and I can hear some dude hacking up a lung and I'm like,
God, I hate that.
Why would you be going to the mall with that bad of a cough? Hopefully his family made him stay in the car and they were in there and he was back in the, but man, woof.
Yeah. Nobody psyched to hear someone hacking.
And by the way,
especially these days,
just an observation, very few, if any, masks were seen. So everyone was out. And I loved it. Mm. I bought a bunch of stuff. I'm very happy to have gotten my Christmas shopping done.
Did the girls do shopping for?
I went alone.
Oh.
I went alone. I didn't bring people because I can't deal with the.
Well, now that your shopping's done, now you can bring the girls.
Yes.
Bring them individually.
Did you get a delicious meal at the food court?
I didn't. I didn't eat anything and I ran around. And I obviously, thanks to everyone who said hi, that's always wonderful to. Just say hey. And,
yeah.
But no, I just wanted to get the stuff done.
Great.
So are you done?
It feels good to get it done.
I'm done.
Wow.
All I have
to do now is wrap. I still have a bunch of wrapping to do.
I wrote home and said, hey, please don't go in my closet. There's some stuff in there you can't see. And then she was like, I never go in your closet. And stop trying to make me look in the closet for the presents you bought me over the weekend. And I was like, actually, I need you to go in the closet. So she's on to me. That's never going to happen. But I'd really like to get those presents off my. They're just hanging over. They're like bangs in front of my eyeballs. I can't get.
Well,
them.
Wrap them and stick them under the
I
tree.
I just want to give them to her right now.
Vinny famously will buy something 2 months before Christmas, and he's like, "I got you something for Christmas. Here it is."
Just
but
can't
it's
help
for
it.
Christmas. Just open it. I can't. I'll get you something else.
I can't help it. It's such a cool present. She's gonna love it. Okay.
Oh boy.
While we're talking about presents, that was my lead into this story, which is, hope your Christmas shopping's going well. Is a donation in your name a good gift or a bad one?
My first instinct is to say it's a bad one because I watched someone freak the F out over getting one when we did a Christmas exchange.
On the Secret Show.
On the Secret Show. We all drew each other's names, and that was back when there were like, I don't know, 12 people on the show. And so everybody got one person to buy for, and Icky got Hooman.
And these are two people who used to be on the show.
Used to be on the show.
No longer here.
So Icky got Hooman. He bought him a goat in a village in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in Africa, there's a goat that was delivered to a village to give them milk and meat, I guess, at some point, you know, that's how hungry they are. And he was livid.
The guy who got the present.
Hooman was so mad.
Hooman?
Yes.
Was mad? I think this is like a perfect gift for him.
The son of God.
The son of God.
Actually was so rude in return for this gift that he'd been given.
He was so angry.
The kid who gave it to him was broke. Like, he's a guy who was, this job does not pay big bucks when you're first starting out in radio. Sometimes never happens for people. And in this case, Icky came in a big market, but was not highly paid, spent some of his budget on this thing for this guy. And this guy's response was, You made a donation in my name? That is the lamest gift. It was so rude. And Icky was broken from it. Like,
he was really bummed out. Like, I thought I was doing a nice thing.
I don't have money, and I just bought you a gift, and that's your response?
Wow.
It was a really dark, like, you know, 20 minutes. Yeah. It was very, very ugly.
I enjoyed it. I actually really enjoyed the volley and thought to myself, wow, what an ingrate. And wow, what a thoughtful gift. And look at him almost crying now. Oh, go on, guys. Go on.
It reminds me of the Seinfeld Festivus episode where George gives gift cards from the Human Fund.
Yeah.
He made up.
Oh.
And I have a friend every year. She sends a gift certificate saying that a donation's been made in my name to the Human Fund.
I like it.
It's a funny
thing. That's very funny. It's a funny throwback.
Someone polled 20,000 Americans and asked if donation in your name is an actual good gift or a bad one. They didn't ask about specific nonprofits, just any charity the person might pick because it's important to them. It turns out most Americans do think it's a good gift. 50%, I think it's nice. 56% said, yeah, that's a good gift.
Yeah.
They're not on the fence. They're not, you know, well, it depends. No, they're saying, yes, that's a good gift. Yeah. And I agree. I'll tell you what I think. I find that thing you bought in the airport as you were rolling through, or the thing at the, what is that? They put stuff in the checkout lane and.
Oh, right. The last minute grab items, the eye candy.
The spontaneous purchase, right, or whatever they're called. That, don't do that. Save your money. Yeah. I don't want the thing that I'm not going to use.
And now I have to deal with. I have this.
Whatever it is.
Do I put it in the trash? Do I put it in donation? You know, at Goodwill. I agree. I would take a donation.
Give me the donation to the ocean, you know, Surfrider Foundation, whatever. I'd take that over the $2 money clip you bought at the airport while you were rolling through.
There's nothing you can buy at the airport for $2.
Right.
Yeah, $2 isn't really a price anymore.
No, it's not. It's not a bill. No. It's not a price.
Hey, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but a $20 donation someplace, you could go, you know what, thank you. That's nice that you thought of me and that I, can I write that off on my taxes?
And honestly, I actually take it back. You could while you're, you know, what do they call those purchases? I can't think of the name, but it's the when you're in the checkout.
I think it's a spontaneous
whatever
purchase.
You could buy me gum. I do enjoy chewing some gum sometimes. Oh. That would go
any
to
particular
use.
Particular flavor?
No, it doesn't matter.
Like
but
the cinnamon?
What or? I'm trying to, yeah, I mean, I'm good with that. What I'm trying to say is I'll take the gum over the thing that I go, oh, I don't know what to do with this now.
Oh, you got me like a weird piggy bank filled with M&Ms.
Horse statuette.
Oh, I'll take that.
I know you will, but that's what I was trying to say. Is I wouldn't want that. What am I
going
to do?
Well, maybe you
this?
And I can trade. I'll give you my donation and you can give me the little horse statuette.
Totally rethinking my gift for Vinny this year. Jeez.
Oh.
Do you get him junk?
I'm going to get him gum now.
If you think it's a fully lame gift, the donation in your name, you're not alone, but almost. 6% say it's the lamest gift you could give someone.
Oh. The lamest gift.
I don't know.
I don't think it's the lame. I definitely feel like it's, you get so much junk at Christmas and there's the whole forced buying presents for people. I feel like if you can't think of anything to get somebody, why not do something like that? Or I guess, you know, load $20 on a Visa gift card that they can use anywhere they want to, because at least you feel like that will get spent. But when you just buy somebody some crappy thing, it's like, oh, so I'm just a crappy thing to you.
Yeah, sometimes a bad present makes me feel sad.
Right.
And like, this person doesn't know me at all, or I don't
and
want
I gotta
this,
act
or
not like
what
I
do
want
with
it.
This.
Right.
It really stresses me out. Yeah. Would you rather get a gift card or a donation in your name?
Well, how much is the gift card worth?
They're both worth the same amount.
I think it depends.
I'd take the donation.
I'd take the money. That would be fine. It feels very unpersonal. But if it was a really good charity and something that I cared about,
something
it's like sometimes
thoughtful.
Somebody's, you know, I can't say that I agree with everybody's cause. Like, everybody's got their cause. And so if they're donating to a thing that they've hit me up for money before or whatever, you know, like, I'm like, okay, well, thanks for doing that for yourself.
Gift card all day.
Yeah, I kind of want the
keep your stupid charity
cash. I'm very greedy, though. So.
The ideal traveling companion has some of these traits.
Okay.
As people get ready to travel for the holidays, you may want to play this segment for your 4-year-old because, you know, kids.
Yeah, bad travelers.
The worst.
Yeah.
A new study looked at what the ideal travel companion looks like and found these 4 key traits. Are you listening, Corky? Young 4-year-old Corky family member who's going to ruin everything with your outbursts and other nonsense. Stop being so emotional.
Oh.
The good traveler is not too emotional. They're good under pressure and won't freak out.
Yeah.
If something happens, like for example, your flight's been delayed.
Yeah. It's okay. You'll get there at some point.
They're an experienced traveler. They know what to do. They can get from point A to point B without you. If they know more about your destination than you do, that's ideal. But some experience traveling. I realize that's not for Corky because, you know, Corky's four. Right. But still.
I think you can find out a lot about someone by traveling with them. Mm-hmm. I feel like a big road trip can make or break a relationship. And certainly if you're doing, you know, if you've got a new boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever friend and you're going to head over to Europe to backpack for a while, character will be revealed.
Yeah. Similar priorities are on the list. Things like sleep schedules, energy levels, matching budgets. Mm. The more compatible you are, the better.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And they're responsible. You can trust they'll do what they say and follow through and not leave you hanging.
Oh.
Having a wild card in the group can make a trip more interesting, or it can cause way more headaches. Mm.
We're all meeting at 6 a.m. for the tour bus that's going to take us on the day-long thing. And where's Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody get that guy up.
Damn Bill.
I know. I actually like a middle energetic thing. Like my brother is one of those people you go on vacation and there is no downtime. He's got every moment is planned with some activity. And if you got to go or he's going to pout about it, like everybody's got to be gung ho at all times. I'm like, I am on vacation. You know what I'm looking for? A hammock and a cold drink and my book. Where's my book? Like, I want someone closer to that. I'll do some stuff. But God, I feel like I have a schedule in my real life. I don't need that on vacation.
Yeah, I don't like the Julie
forced
McCoy.
Activity. Yeah.
I've got plans for every day. Good for
every
you.
Every minute of every day.
Have a good one.
Have a great time on mm-hmm. your plans. I don't want to ride an ATV on the beach. Have fun.
That sounds pretty fun. I wouldn't mind that. Horseback riding, you can keep that.
No, see, I know that's something I can get behind.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Maddie reads those.
This came in from the 408. We were talking about that guy from Bad Advice.
Oh, yeah.
I told, by the way, I'll read the text, but I did respond to her and say, email it to Bad Advice.
BadAdvice973@gmail.com.
That way we can forward on. I have a catch in San Jose. She's a widow over 13 years, has adult children. She's beautiful, kind, and frankly, just doesn't like the set of apps. And maybe you could connect me with a friend, or maybe you guys are onto something.
Okay, we're not going to be a matchmaking service. I appreciate that. But this person was responding specifically to this one lady.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to try and do matchmaking.
Yes.
But I appreciate that people are looking. And I feel like if this works out, then how serendipitous. But don't do that. We're not just going to look for someone for you.
I don't know. That could be fun.
If you would like to take that on, Bob, by all means.
It will be a nonstop flood.
Enjoy yourself.
650, donation gifts equal lame and lazy.
I don't know. It depends.
There are people.
The reaction, though, it was astounding for being on air. I was like, even if you're mad about that, can you just like seem gracious on
I
air?
Actually think it turned out funny and memorable.
Yes.
So for that reason, it was
me
it
and
was
you
a
were
good
laughing
reaction.
Our asses off.
In general, especially a person who's like so godly, you're just looking at it going, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
Well, can I ask who did he have and what did he get them? Maybe he had put a lot of work and thought into his gift.
He just splashes money out. He does spend his money, but it's not his money. It's his mom's money.
I truly do not remember.
I don't either.
Who he got that year. You know, we did it many years in a row. I can't remember a single present from it, though. I know you get me good birthday gifts every year. You got me.
Not this year.
Oh, why? What happened this year?
Because I forgot.
Oh, but in the past, like that jacket that I wear every day, that Vinny got me. And the one I wore before it every day, Vinny got it for
me. You wore that jacket. The first one, I was like, I can't believe it. We're going on. I don't know how many years.
It was falling apart. And Vinny was like, here's a new jacket. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Threw the other one in the trash.
And the whole, like, I keep everything I own in these two pockets.
It's my purse.
Right.
I don't have to carry a purse.
You have purses. Mm. But anyway, there was like, oh, well, I keep my, here's my vape and here's my, and this is this.
My phone,
and I've got to have
got
all this
air
stuff.
Plugs in
and,
here, oh, some tissues, God, and my reader glasses.
Didn't know I was, okay.
Yeah, put it all in there. It's like changing purses.
408, I once gave a book to a friend for Christmas and she said, no, thank you, and wouldn't take it.
Oh. I love books. You can give me a book any old time.
Hey, Alice fam. I was talking about Christmas time and gifts. How are Maddie's AI kids doing? And does he have any special plans for them? Phil from Fairfax.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he got an AI family.
The kids are great. They are really enjoying.
Are they in their 30s now? How old are they?
Well, I mean, I can age them at any point. So, like, for Christmas, I've kept them young.
Oh, great.
7, 8-year-olds.
You take them back to the peak Christmas enthusiasm.
But they're excelling in everything. They really are top of their class in all things. I have a bumper sticker that says, my AI kids are honor students. I mean, I'm
my really, AI kids are honor students.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you got to show off, let people know.
Well, then I'm sure they're young children, you say. My kids are right now absolutely frothing for Christmas. Mm. Can't get it out of their head. And yesterday, Edie goes, how many days till Christmas? And I looked it up and went, okay, it's this many days. She goes, that's how many sleeps. How many days? And I'm all, honestly, stop it. You're just going to live.
Do we get half away? Your
job
make it.
Here is to stay alive. Just
till
stay alive.
Christmas.
It's going to happen. It's coming. Just stay alive.
It's so hard when you're a kid. I couldn't wait. It was like the first day of school. Yeah. Just, I can't believe it. So excited. I'll never sleep. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I got an update on Rob Reiner, divorce, a century of life, and a gold medal auction.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.